Father God. We want to give you all the praise, honor, and glory, because we know, Father God, that all the praise, honor, and glory belongs to you, Father God. Without you, where will we be, Father God? So we just want to thank you this morning, and we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
All right, let me see if I can get this music together. Okay. Okay, here. All in His Hands, Anthony Brown. My TV's giving me a hard time this morning. One second. All in His Hands, Anthony Brown. Oh boy. Here we go. Like to listen on YouTube, so I have to get all this stuff together. But everybody, you know, I think Pastor, as I was going over my sermon yesterday, I'm like, wait a minute, this sounds familiar. So you may have heard it before from the pastor, but I want to talk about this morning. I want to talk about the power of forgiveness. I want to talk about there is power in forgiveness, and there's lots of benefits in forgiveness. A lot of people think that there's no benefits in forgiveness, but it is so many benefits in forgiveness, and that's what I want to talk to you about this morning. The benefits of forgiveness includes blessings, freedom, better relationship. Forgiveness improves physical and mental health. It also starts us on the road to healing and living in the present. So many of us live in the past because of former resentment. You know, something my mama did, something my daddy did, something my sister did, my brother did, this person at work did. And we hold those resentments, and we're missing all the benefits that we would have just by forgiving, just doing something simple, forgiving. And let me take that back. Sometimes forgiving is not easy. Sometimes forgiving is hard. Sometimes you forgive a person and you see that person again and it goes right back to what they've done to you. It goes, your mind just flashed right back to what they've done. But the Bible says, blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Our sins are covered because of Jesus, so He forgave us. You know, when He was on that cross, He looked down and He said, "Forgive them, Father, because they know not what they do." Now, He's hanging on the cross, and it had to hurt, but He still found in His heart to say, "Forgive them, because they know not what they do." So how hard it for us to forgive? Here's the benefit of forgiveness. It's hard to imagine there are benefits of forgiveness. When we feel hurt and angry, forgiveness becomes even more difficult when there is no apology or even a admission of guilt. The difficulty in forgiveness can often be viewed of forgiveness as a gift to the offender. However, it's actually a gift to ourselves. When we choose to forgive, we reap the benefits of forgiveness. When we forgive somebody, it ain't for them. It ain't for their benefit. It's not for them to do better, feel better. It's for our benefits. You know, not forgiving someone is like drinking poison. and expecting the other person to die. When you're not forgiving somebody, that's like drinking poison and expecting them to die. Because I've said it many times. You know, somebody that made you totally mad. They go home, they cook dinner, they eating, and they watching Martin or something on TV enjoying life, and you still mad. You still upset about what happened while they at home enjoying life. They done forgot all about you. Often, our interpretation of forgiveness leads us to stand our ground. We admittedly refuse to offer forgiveness. Demanding our rights, narrowing our focus on the offense, kept us from seeing the benefits of forgiveness. God does not call his people to do anything that is not ultimately good, ultimately gets work for our goods. That's in Romans 8:28. And that includes forgiveness. Anything that God wants us to do is for the good of us. And he wants us to forgive people. What is forgiveness? Forgiveness is an action or a choice to release an offender from our punishment and entrust it all to God. The dictionary defines forgiveness as a debt cancellation. As Christians, we are forgiven for our offenses through Christ, taking the punishment for our sins by dying on the cross. It's Jesus' work on the cross that cancels our debt. Let me run that by y'all one more again, because I want you to understand that. It is Jesus and only Jesus that gave his life on the cross. I want you to understand that nobody took Jesus' life. They didn't take his life. He gave his life. He gave his life for us right now today. Yes, I know that was a long time ago. But what he did is for us right now today. Right now. Forgiveness is also unconditional. We can't forgive regardless or whatever the offender apologizes or take responsibility. In other words, our ability to forgive does not depend on the actions of another person. It's not depending on whether they said, I'm sorry, or, hey, I know what I did to you, because most people are not going to do that. When you apologize, you're apologizing because of you and what you want to do, and you're following God's word. When you forgive, because you don't have to apologize when somebody did something to you. So when you forgive, you're doing God's work. You're doing exactly what God wants you to do, regardless whether they ever stand up to it, take responsibility for it. You have taken responsibility for them. And if they don't know it, then that's their problem. You know what we say, Zedrick? What other people think about us is none of our business. What other people think about me ain't none of my business. That's their business. What Bobby Brown say, that's their prerogative. I don't care. So what does the Bible say about forgiveness? Well, Ephesians 4:32 says, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. Ephesians 4:32. Bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, some might calling as the Lord has forgiven you. So you must also forgive. Colossians 3:13. For these verses, it's pretty clear that forgiveness is a command. This leaves us with a choice. Do we choose to live out God's best and forgive and do what, or do what we choose, unforgiveness? Forgiveness is a command of God. God wants us to forgive our brother. God says, love thy neighbor. No matter what they are, black, white, and different, don't matter. Love thy neighbor, whether they love you or not. Because it's not them that's going to be on judgment for what you do. It's going to be you that's on judgment for what you do. Would you rather be on judgment for doing the right thing or doing something to please somebody else? I don't care about pleasing other people. Well, I take that back. At work, you know, I want to please the customer. Sure. But other than that, I don't care about how other people's feelings are when it comes to, I know I'm doing the right thing for God. When I'm doing the things that God wants me to do. Other people's feelings, you know, just, I'm sorry. I'm selfish when it comes to doing what God wants me to do. I have to be selfish. And what are benefits? What are benefits? We talked about the benefits of forgiveness. Let's talk about one, blessings. In Luke 11 and 28, he replied, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey." Bless those who hear the word of God. God is the author and the creator of the whole world. He is also love. Consequently, his command comes from love for his people. He knows what's best for us. His words give us valuable information about how we are to live. But ultimately, the choice is ours. The choice is ours. Choose the blessing. Not only a promise, but a benefit of forgiveness. God is not a God who make you do anything. God, please make me stop smoking. No, he gives you that opportunity to stop vaping, stop smoking. He gives you that opportunity to stop drinking. God is not a God who's just going to force you to do anything. He's not going to make you. Don't pray, make me. Don't pray, God, I need you to make me. No, he's already made you, and he's already given you the choice. So the choice basically is what I'm saying is yours. Forgiveness is a blessing. Forgiveness also gives you freedom. Yes, forgiveness gives you freedom because unforgiveness is a heavy burden. It stays with you and wears you down, affecting many facts of your life. Unforgiveness endures in wellness and grows bitterness and resentments. The weight of unforgiveness will continue to grow, hurting ourselves more than anyone else. Meaning that we can hurt ourselves by holding forgiveness more than that person who done something wrong. Forgiveness bears us. It's like walking around with bricks on your shoulder. It's like walking around with a heavy burden on you. So when you forgive, you get freedom. Unforgiveness also improves health. Yep. I know that's hard. How can you just forgive somebody and your health is better? Let me tell you. Improve health. Research shows forgiving others actually leads to better physical health. Is that true? Better heart health is among the top physical benefits of forgiveness. Apparently, studies are showing a lower risk of heart attack, reduced blood pressure, better cholesterol. When we chose forgiveness, people also experienced better sleep and reduced pain. So I'm the type of person. So this was one study that was done at Stanford University, and it was done at other universities because I don't like saying things unless I did a little bit of research. So I had to research that because, yeah, it's hard to believe that forgiveness can improve health. So I did a little research. I only saw it on Stanford, but it's many other colleges have done the study and said, hey, it improves health when you forgive. Better mental health. The same studies are included. Better mental health is a benefit of forgiveness. People are experiencing reduced anxiety, depression, when they forgive others. Also stress levels tend to be lower. The most interesting part of the research was the increased likelihood of post-traumatic stress disorder when hanging on to grudges. And I can see that happening. I can see holding on to a grudge stressing you out. Being mad every time you see a person that does something to you stress you out. And it can improve, let me continue here. It can improve relationships. Yes. Forgiveness can improve relationships. Ephesians 4:32, once again, it says, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God, Christ, forgave you. Forgiveness is a critical skill set Forgiveness is a critical skill set in a broken world. As a result, the better we are at forgiving others, the better our relationship becomes. Improved relationships are a big benefit of forgiveness. I make the mistake every single day. The people with whom I'm closest likely experience my shortcomings the most. If I and they are not quick to forgive, the offense would build up like a losing game of Tetris. Grace and forgiveness are a couple of the key ingredients in the relationship that thrives. Forgiveness also calls healing. The choice of forgiveness, forgiving someone who has hurt you is the first step towards healing. Healing will not come without forgiveness first. It's impossible to heal with holding on to bitterness and resentment. I'm almost done, y'all. Bear with me. Living in the present is another benefit you can have for forgiveness. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. I'm going to run that by y'all one more again. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. You can find that in Isaiah 43:18. Unforgiveness is keeping our minds set on the past. Living in the past robs us of the joy in the present. We will miss the blessings each day if the eyes of our hearts are fixed on past offenses. I don't know about y'all, but I don't want to live in the past. And I just want to, you know, live for God. And I just want to live in the future, you know. And I'm going to tell you something. It sounds very easy just to forgive. But like I mentioned before, sometimes you say, I forgive that person. And sometimes you forgive that person. And then when you see it again, it just lights that fire, that flame, and it starts all over again. It's not easy. It's not easy, but it's something that Jesus did hanging on the cross, nails in him. Do you think it was easy for him to look out on that crowd and say, forgive them, for they don't know what they do. They don't know what they're doing. So forgive them regardless whether I'm laying here in pain. And that's why he sits on the right hand of the throne. That's why he sits right there, y'all. And that's why I want to sit somewhere near that throne. I want to sit somewhere near there. I just want to be there. And I don't want to lose my chance of being there because of some person that I'm holding a resentment to or grudges to. You know, and I do that. And y'all know me. These messages that I give is certainly not just for me. Certainly not, well, not just for you, mainly for me. You know, so as we continue on our week, you know, I want y'all to remember, you know, we heard a couple of good songs. I love that song. I love to wake up and just look at the sun and say, God has smiled on me. He has set me free, and God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Yes, really, God has been better to me than I can ever be to myself. And I love his blessings upon my life. And I used to say it all the time, I may not be where I want to be, but I sure ain't on the street smoking crack. No, that ain't what I used to say. I may not be where I want to be, but I sure ain't where I used to be. And that's all because of God's grace, his goodness, and his mercy. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I turn that back over to you, Pastor.
All right. Well, can't hear enough about that subject of unforgiveness and forgiveness. So we thank God for the message and the messenger. And I'll add one more thing to that. If you believe in God for a blessing and you have unforgiveness in your heart, you can forget it, because he is not going to answer that prayer until you clear that situation up in your heart.
Amen.
And so with that said, we thank God for the message and the messenger. And we thank God for all of you this morning. And we just want you to continue to allow God to guide you and direct you. And obedience is important when you're believing God for answers or whatever you ask to God for this morning, healing in your body and healing in your mind, whatever it is, you need to know that obedience is very important. So whatever God tells you to do, you need to do it. So with that said, we're ready to dismiss. We want you to have a blessed day in the Lord, and continue to allow the Word of God to speak to you during this week. We continue to have prayer on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and Saturday. We missed some days this week because of my being available or not available because I was doing other things. And so, but we continue to try to have Bible study on Wednesday. So we invite you to participate in that. So be safe and be well, is my word to you, and we'll ask the Reverend to dismiss us.
Amen, amen. So, Father God, we just thank you. We thank you for each and everyone here today. Father God, we thank you for those who may listen or look later, Father God. And Father God, we know, Father God, that you have smiled on each and every one of us, Father God. We know, Father God, that we're here today because of your goodness, your grace, and your mercy, Father God. And we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for everything you do for us, Father God, waking us up in the morning, Father God, feeding, clothing us, and keeping us in our right mind, Father God. So, Father God, as we go on our week, Father God, we always pray that there you are in the midst, Father God, that you are there with us, Father God, every step we take, Father God. We lift up, Father God, you in the highest. Father God, we lift you up in the highest, Lord. And Father God, we just thank you for each and everyone here, Father God. We ask the hedge of protection over us, Father God. We ask that hedge of protection over each and every family member represented here, Father God. We lift up Lloyd's mother to you, Father God. Your will be done, Lord. And we just thank you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Everyone say amen.
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 Amen, everybody. So y'all have a blessed day now.
You too.
All right.
Amen, everybody.
All right, how Brother Zedrick, Ashley, Erica. He's been good.